Shalom uvracha to all. Welcome back to Tawari Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Micha Horowitz. Today we'll continue our study of Sefer Shoftim. We're up to Perek Tes. Okay, oh boy, what a perek. Woo! First of all, it's an extremely lengthy perek. It is Nun Zayin 57 Psukim Lav. So we could imagine how much happens. There is a lot of violence, deceit, treachery, upheaval, killing, a lot of stuff going on. I can't imagine living in these times. Well, you know, what did the morning newspapers say? Although today we don't have newspapers so much. What did the, you know, morning say on the morning website? That was the news. This is quite a dramatic parak. It's 57 verses long, like I mentioned. So what I'm really going to have to do is just give you the overview of the story, the narrative of what happened. So we remember that Gideon was victorious over the Midianites. If you remember, I mentioned that Gideon had many sons, but with a Pelegesh from Shechem, he had a son named Avimelech. We just spoke about that yesterday, the day before. The Pasuk noted that Gideon had a Pelegesh from Shechem, and with her, he had a son named Avimelech. Now, the name is not an accent. Avi, my father, Melech, king. From Gideon, this son Avimelech takes the rulership and the kingship. And he is not a good or a kind king, to say the least. So in Psukim Aleph through Hey, Avimelech convinces the people of Shechem to accept his rule. They pay him a vast sum of money. Pasuk Dalid, Vayitnu lo shivim kesef mi beis ba'al bris. They gave him 70 pieces of silver from the house of Baal Bris. The house of Baal Bris is obviously an idol that they worshipped. Why did they pay him this sum of money, which the Steinsaltz Nevi'im notes is a very large sum of money? It is almost seven times the annual salary of a spiritual guide at that time. For example, the senior priest at the temple of Micha received 10 pieces of silver annually. In this instance, they gave him 70 pieces of silver. It came from a house of Avodah Zarah, idol. Avimelech received this donation, why? To fund military action he might require to assert his authority. Avimelech hired them with idle and reckless men, and they followed after him. So Psukim Aleph through Dalet, Avimelech takes control of the people of Shechem. Remember, his father's Gideon and his mother was a concubine, a Shivcha, from Shechem. Then, Pasuk Hey, Vayavo beis Aviv Ephrasa, Vayaharog Esachav, B'nei Rubal. You remember that Gideon's other's name was Rubal. Shivimish, Al Evanachas, Vayivasar Yosam, Ben Rubal, Akotan Kinechba. Avimelech, after he takes control of the people of Shechem, then comes to his father's household in Ephras, and he kills all of his brothers, the sons of Gideon, 70 men. He kills them upon one rock. Only Yotam ben Yerubal, one brother, the youngest son of Yerubal, Yotam, manages to escape Kinechba because he had been hidden. So out of all the sons of Gideon, Avimelech, the son of Gideon, and the Shivcha from Shechem come and kills them all on one rock, the remaining brother is Yotam. Yotam takes action, and Yotam gathers all the people of Shechem, and he makes a speech. And Yotam goes to the top of Hargrizim. He lifts up his voice and he makes a proclamation to the people of Shechem. He says, listen to me and God will listen, i.e. God will judge you. And he gives a very interesting parable. He tells a story about the trees. He says the trees in the field want a king to rule over them. So they go to the olive tree and they say to the olive tree, rule over us. And the olive tree says, I do not want to rule over you. I give honor to God through my richness of oil, the menorah in the Mishkan, part of the Korbanot Mincha. I don't want to rule over you. I have other things to do. So they go to the fig tree and they say to the fig tree, you are a large and beautiful tree. Reign over us, say the other trees. And the fig tree says, what? I am full of sweetness. I have delightful fruit. I have more important tasks to fill. I don't want to rule over you. So they go to the vine, the grapes. These are all, by the way, Shivat HaMinim. First they go to the olive, Zayit. Then they go to the fig, to Ena. Then they go to the Geffen and they say, you should rule over us. And the Geffen says, shall I cease my wine, which is used for libation wine offerings? I don't want to rule over the trees. So the important trees of the Shivat HaMinim of the land of Israel, Zayit, to Ena and Geffen, do not want the monarchy over all the other trees. And then all the three trees say to the small thorn bush, Vayumakola Eitzim El Ha'atad. The trees say to the thorn bush, Leich Atam Meloch Aleinu. We don't have any other choice. Nobody else wants to rule over us. Maybe you, the thorn bush, want to rule over us. Vayomer Ha'atad Al Ha'etzim, Ramin Pasuk Tezvav. Im Be'emes Atam Moshchim Osila Me'ech Aleichem. Bo'u Chasu B'tzili. So the thorn bush says, oh, if you really want me to be king over you, come, take shelter in my shade. But if you do not agree to take cover in my shade, a fire will emerge from the thorn bush, and it will even consume the vast trees of the Lebanon. Yotam then looks to the people of Shechem, and he says to them, Va'ata, and now, in Be'emes uvesamim asisem, if you did this with truth and with purity, Vatamlichu as Avimelech, and you anointed Avimelech over you in good faith, V'im tova asisem, im Yerubal v'imbesho, have you done good? But the house of Yerubal, remember, which is Gideon and his household, V'im gemul yadav asisem lo, have you paid him back? But he did the good he did for you. Remember, he won over Midian. He brought quiet to the land. He removed the enemies from the land. Asher nilcham avi aleichem, my father fought on your behalf. Vayashechas nafsho minegad vayatzaschem yad Midian. Yotam says, my father put his life forth for you. My father saved you from the hand of Midian. Ve'evtem kamtem abeis avi hayom ve'tahargu es benav shivim ish al evan achas. And you stood by and you watched. You rose up. You rebelled against my father's household. You killed his children, 70 men on one stone, which is what? Avimelech did, but he's saying to the people of Shechem, you took part in that also. You didn't rise up against Avimelech. You allowed this to happen. And you put Avimelech, the son of the Shifcha of Gidon, over the people of Shechem just because he is your brother. Remember, the concubine is a type of maidservant, and that was who Avimelech's mother was. It's a little bit sarcastic, to be honest. And if it was with truth and good faith, you acted with my father Gideon and with his household, so you should rejoice in Avimelech, and he will rejoice over you. However, pasucha v'imayin. But if you have not been faithful to Gideon and his legacy and what he did for you, teitzei ish mi Avimelech. Avimelech is nothing more than a thorn bush. The grand trees of the vine, the fig, and olive don't want rulership over you. You have anointed nothing more than a thorn bush to rule over you. Remember, a thorn bush is prickly and it does damage. Ultimately, teitzei ish m'Avimelech pasachaf. A fire will come forth from Avimelech. V'tochal es ba'al Shechem. And it will consume the people of Shechem. V'teitzei ish m'ba'al Shechem. Okay. The fire will come out. It will consume the people of Shechem. And not only that, ultimately it will consume Avimelech himself. Just like the thorn bush, it's a dry, prickly bush. So fire goes easily from it. It might consume even the great cedars of Lebanon. But ultimately the thorn bush will consume itself as well. And then after the speech to the people of Shechem, Vayanas Yotam, Vayivrach, Yotam runs away. He has to flee, he has to hide. Why? Because you could imagine what will happen to him if Avimelech catches up with him. He has to run away to Be'er, and he has to stay there from before Avimelech, his brother. Wow. Verse 22 tells us, Pasuk Yud Chavbeis, Vayasar Avimelech HaYisrael Shalosh Shanim. Avimelech ruled over Israel for 3 years. However, the tide starts to turn. Pasuchav Gimel. Vayishlach Elokim Ruach Ra Bein Avimelech Ubein Baal Eishchem. Hashem sends a bad spirit, a bad feeling between Avimelech and the people of Shechem. Vayivgedu Baal Eishchem Avimelech. Bogeid, Beis Gimel Dalet. Treason, trespass, rebellion. The people of Shechem start to turn against Avimelech. Remember the prophecy, if you will, the mashal of Yotam. You may anoint a thorn bush over you, but ultimately it will consume everyone in its path, all the other trees, even the mighty trees of Levon, and ultimately will consume itself. So verses 23 through 25, we are told that the city of Shechem turns against Avimelech. Now we meet another personality in this dramatic story in Pasuk Chavav. Vayavu Gaal ben Eved Gimel Ayin Lamed. His name is Gaal Gimel Ayin Lamed. His name is Gaal ben Eved. He and his brothers come. They're just like a group of bandits. And they come to the Shechem and they start making trouble. And they gain the trust of the people of Shechem. They are warriors. They come to Shechem. They turn the city of Shechem against Avimelech. And they challenge Avimelech. They set ambushers on the highway against Avimelech, against his Israelite subjects. Remember, Avimelech is ruling over Israel for 3 years. They are robbers on the hilltops, on the roadways. This is under the rulership of Gaal ben Eved. And the people of Shechem become highway robbers. They don't declare outright war against Avimelech, but they turn into bandits. And it was told to Avimelech what is happening in Shechem under the rulership of Gaal. Now, the ruler of Shechem, Pasuk Lamed, Vayishma Zavul, we need to meet another character now, Zayin Bet Lamed Zavul. Zavul is Sar Ha'ir, I'm in verse 30. Zavul is the ruler of the city, and he hears what's happening with Gaal ben Eved, and Zavul becomes very angry. So he therefore sends messengers to Avimelech, and he says, you're not going to believe what's happening. Remember, okay, there's no instant messaging, there's no Facebook, there's no WhatsApp status, there's no email, there's no two blue checks that someone me where it's happening expects a response immediately. It makes sense that Avimelech did not know immediately about what Gaal ben Eved and his group of bandits were doing on the roadways and were doing to the people. He may not have known initially that there was a rebellion brewing. And then Zavul, the one of the rulers of Shechem, sends a message to Avimelech. And he says, you're not going to believe this. Gaal ben Eved ve'achav ba'im Shechema. Have you not heard the news? Did you not check Facebook? Well, there wasn't any Facebook or whatever it's called today. I know they're always changing the names. Twitter's became X. Did you not check WhatsApp status? Haven't you opened your email? Don't you know? He sends a message to Avimelech from Zavul Sar Shechem that Gaal ben Eved and his group of bandits have come to Shechem. I'm in Pasuk Lamed Aleph. And behold, they are fortifying the city against you. There is then a lengthy description of the war, of the battle, of the ambush. Avimelech then lays an ambush against the people of Shechem. Gaal, I'm only in Pasuk Lamed Beis, and I told you it's 57 verses long. So what I now need to do is summarize what happens. But Avimelech lays an ambush against the people of Shechem. Gaal goes out against the people of Shechem to wage war with Avimelech. But ultimately, Avimelech slays the people of Shechem under Gaal. And then we are told in Pasuk Mem Hei, Va'avimelech nilcham ba'ir kol ha'yamahu, va'yilkor ha'sa'ir va'asa'am asher ba'harag, va'yitotz ha'sa'ir va'yizra melech. The defeat is decisive. Avimelech wages war against the city that entire day. He captures the city. He kills the people who were in it. He smashes the city. Va'yizra melech, he sows it with salt. What on earth does that mean? He sows it with salt. Steinzelt's Nevi'im. Sowing it with salt means nothing could grow there. Sowing a city with salt was an act that symbolized utter destruction. The statement that Avimelech did this to Shechem can be understood either literally, he sowed it with salt, or figuratively, meaning he destroyed it so that nothing could regrow there. It's a sign of dominion. He totally destroyed it. Now, there was a certain group of people from Shechem who were hiding in a tower. There was a fortified part of the city. They were hiding in a tower. They were not destroyed by Avimelech and his troops when he crushed the rebellion. And it was told to Avimelech, Pasuk Mem Zayin, Ki hiskabsu kol balei migdal Shechem. Did you know that there are residents of the city of Shechem? They're hiding in a tower. And Avimelech goes with his men to this tower, and they set fire to the tower. It's in Pasuk Mem Tes. I want to read it to you. Vayetitzu ala es hatzeriach ba'esh, vayemusu gam kol anshe migdal Shechem ke'elef ish ve'isha. They take a turret, they set it on fire, they burn everyone in the fire, in the tower. All the people of the tower of Shechem died, some 1,000 men and women. Then Avimelech goes to another place, which is called Tevetz, Tav Vez Tzadi Sofis. And he encamps against Teves. Why? Steinzelt's Nevi'im, they participated in the rebellion of Shechem. It was a smaller, unfortified city. But there was a strong tower inside the city of Teves. And all the men and all the masters of the city and the women fled there and they shut themselves in it. Now, we already know what he did to the tower in Shechem in the fortified part of the city. He burned it to the ground and all the people who were in it. So now Avimelech comes to the tower, and he wants the new tower in Tevetz, and he is taking revenge against these people because they participate in the rebellion of Shechem. Pasuk Nun Beis, Avimelech wants to burn this tower. Also, remember, all the men, all the women, all the masters, all the citizens are in this tower. Whoever can hide there is hiding there. He approaches the entrance of the tower. He wants to burn it. Vatashleich isha achas pelach rechav al rosh Avimelech v'taritz etz gilgalito. Ah, pasuk nin gimel. A certain woman, a very brave woman, cast a piece of stone upon Avimelech's head. She's in the tower. She sees him approaching to burn the tower, and she throws down the stone and she crushes his skull. Everyone should note here the Midah Kenegah Midah. He killed his 69 brothers on one rock. He smashed their skulls on one rock. His head is now smashed with a rock. Remember the mashal that Yotam gave. Ultimately, a fire will go from the thorn bush and consume all our other trees, but it will also consume the thorn bush. Avimelech may have consumed many in his path, but ultimately he was consumed. The parak ends very, very interestingly, the last few pesukim. Avimelech realizes he's about to die. Pesuk nun dalet. Vayikra meher al hanar nosei kelav. And he quickly calls his lad, the one who carries all his implements, and he said to him, shlof charbecha. Umosisini penyomuli isha haragasu vayid kireyu narovemas. He calls his lad, the one who carries his sword, his weapons around, and he says, put me to death, draw your sword and kill me. I don't want anyone to say a woman killed Avimelech. And the lad spears him, and Avimelech dies. The men of Israel saw Avimelech was dead. Each man went to his place. In summary, pasuk nun vav, vayashav elokim eis ra'as Avimelech asher asa lo aviv. And God paid back all the bad that Avimelech did to his father's household. L'haroga shivim echav, that he killed his 70 brothers. Pasuk nun zayim, last pasuk of the perek, v'eis kol ra'as anshe shchem heishiv elokim b'rosham. All the wickedness of the people of Shchem, God paid them back on their head. V'atavo aleim kilas yotam ben Yerubbaal. And curse! Avyotam ben Rubal came true. They were burned, and ultimately Avimelech himself was burned. Thank you for studying together. Lu and Neshamot, Imaotenu, Yikarot, Esther Oppenheimer, La Hashem, and Sarah Shankar, La Hashem, each deeply devoted and proud to transmit their family's Torah legacy to the next generations. Bezvar Hashem, we will continue our dramatic learning tomorrow. Kol Tov, and thank you to all.